Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Hi, Serena. Welcome
Hello,
back.
Hello. Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. We talked a bit off air, so we're going to talk about it now. But before we do, it's day 935.
Oh, my goodness.
That is insane. To think about it, you have, what, like 3 more recordings with us?
That's so sad.
3 more
what?
Episodes?
Oh, my gosh.
I think so.
Aw.
That math may not be right. Either way, you're very close to being done.
That's crazy.
It's exciting.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Uh-huh. It is exciting.
But bittersweet.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I'll miss the podcast.
We'll miss you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. Well, let's go ahead and talk. I think first and foremost, we should address what happened very recently.
Yes.
I'll let you take the floor.
Yeah. So it was on a couple days ago when we were supposed to record. I got news. Well, it had been happening for a while. My grandma's not doing well. But on Tuesday, I think it was Tuesday, or was it on Monday? I don't know. I'm losing track of time. It's been a week.
Yeah.
It's been a time. But my grandma's in the hospital. She's not doing super great. And we weren't sure exactly what the problem was. She had been having a lot of swelling in like her legs and feet. She'd been losing her appetite. Stomach wasn't feeling well. And Jo's just been super lethargic. So my mom and my aunt took her to the hospital to just get her checked out. Mm-hmm. And they decided to keep her because they did all kinds of like scans and things, and they found lumps on her gallbladder, and they think they might be cancerous.
Wow.
And so that was the news that I got on Tuesday. I got out of school and was coming here to record, and my mom texted me because I was like, "What? Do you have any updates?" And she was like, "Yeah, but it's not good news. Do you want to wait until after?" And I was like, "Well, now I'm just going to worry about it.
Right.
So you might as well just tell me. Like, I'll deal with it."
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't deal with it well. So I was like, can we reschedule our recording?
Of course. I was not about to talk with you when you were going through that.
Yes,
I didn't want you to feel pressured or anything.
I appreciate it.
How are you dealing with it now?
I'm okay. My grandma's a believer, so that helps.
Good.
With dealing with it. But yeah, it's just been a lot. And it's been just a lot of other things like going on this week with school and then like this on top of everything. It's just kind of a lot.
Were you close with your grandma?
Oh, yeah. I am very close with her. I lost my grandpa, her husband, when I was a freshman in high school. And so it's just like bringing back all the memories of that. So.
And this is your mom's mom.
Yes. And the worst part was, or not really the worst part, but also a bad part, was my mom's birthday was on Tuesday when all of this was going on.
That's not good timing
at
all.
And so I just felt bad for my grandma, for my mom, my whole family that was there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just unfortunate timing of everything.
So what are the next steps for your grandma right now?
She has to get a biopsy done.
Okay.
It was supposed to happen like yesterday, and then they pushed it to today, then to Friday, because they're just scheduling availability. And now they're pushing it to Monday, so hopefully Monday she gets it done. And then if it is cancerous, they don't really know what they're going to do, just because she's 85. So they just don't know if she's going to be able to take chemo and radiation and things like that.
Right.
It's also an option to just remove the gallbladder because the gallbladder is something that can be taken out. But it's just a problem if it's spread from the gallbladder to,
right,
like, the liver and things
and
like that.
And they don't know that yet.
Yeah, they don't know yet, for sure.
Okay.
So, yeah, they'll have to do the biopsy and see what the next steps will be from there.
Okay. Well, I definitely want to ask about this again next time we
meet. Yes, I will give updates for sure.
Please, for sure. All right, let's get to your journal entry.
Mm-hmm.
So, you had to film yourself teaching
for
your final project.
Uh-huh.
What was that like?
So I had to use, I just used my phone for it. We could either use like a phone or a computer or like an actual camera, but I was like, I'll just use my phone. I'll just set it up in the back of the classroom. For my final project, my EdTPA, I think I mentioned it before, I have to write up a bunch of lesson plans, film myself actually teaching it, and then like write a whole bunch of reflections on it. So then this week was when I was actually filming myself doing it. And I was filming during math, and the lessons themselves went fine. I got up there to record my very first one, and I just started talking, and I was like, nothing that I'm saying right now is making any sense, because I was like, oh, the filming will be fine, and then the camera's on, and I'm like,
Right.
But overall, like, the my students were super, like, well-behaved, were working hard, so I was grateful for that. But now I have to go back and watch the videos and, like, find certain clips to send for the project. I don't have to send in, like, a whole 45-minute lesson for four sets of 45-minute lessons.
But you still
lessons,
have to go back and watch yourself.
Yeah.
That's never fun.
No, I despise listening to recordings of myself, watching videos of myself, so I've been putting it off as long as I possibly can.
Now, who judges this when you submit it?
I will send everything to Pearson, and a person at Pearson will score me on everything.
Oh, wow.
So.
Okay, so, like, no one from here?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
And then they give you a license depending on if you pass?
Yeah. So my teaching license is totally separate from my degree.
Fair.
So
that makes sense. But from a degree standpoint, your teachers have been coming in and watching you, and that's been going well.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'll have a meeting on Friday, actually. So tomorrow. With, like, a three-way conference with my mentor teacher and my supervisor and me for, like, my midterm evaluation. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. I'll have to give updates on that, too.
Yes, time. Let us know. So teaching is good overall.
Yeah.
A bit stressful with this. But.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, I do love it. And I've actually missed today and yesterday, because yesterday we had a work day for EdTPA. So I was actually here on campus.
Okay.
And I was like, I miss my kiddos. I'm excited to go back and hug them again.
Wow. You didn't say, I miss Cedarville. You wanted to go back to school, the other school. That's perfect. I love that.
I was like, wow, I never thought that I would be missing school. But although, right. I don't know, I guess I'm not really missing school. I'm just missing my kids.
Yeah. Now, perks of student teaching, you took Monday off for President's Day.
Yes, which was very nice.
I'm sure.
It actually was my best friend's birthday. And she's the one that's also student teaching right now. So she was also off school. So she calls me up and is like, do you want to, like, go to brunch together? We can go around and, like, get all of my, like, free drinks and, like, free things I can get for my birthday. I was like, yes. And actually, one of our other best friend is in town. She's the one that I've mentioned on here that just got engaged. But she goes to school up in Cleveland.
Okay.
So it was kind of a surprise that she would be back here.
Okay.
And so all three of us got to go to brunch and hang out together. So it was a really, like, fun surprise day.
That, like, so, the whole day?
Most of the day. She went back, she left around 1, 2-ish to drive back up north, because she's in grad school, so she's in there, like, full time. But yeah, we got to spend, like, the morning, at least, together.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Now, here's what I really want to get to. Friday of last week, you saw the Jesus Revolution movie.
Oh my goodness, yes. It was so good.
Okay, you got to tell me what you think about it. What other people think about it, because I'm trying to figure out if I should take the time to go see it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would say go take the time to see it, for sure.
Okay.
I loved it, and I thought that it's just such perfect timing with, like, all of the revivals going on and things like that, that this movie is coming out at this time, so I hope that, like, lots of people go and see it that are, like, wondering, what is this whole Jesus thing about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm hearing about all these revivals and things going on, but what is this whole Jesus guy about? But, yeah, it was so good.
Is it a documentary?
It's, like, based on a true story, but it's not, like, clips of the real people. It's, like, actors playing them. But,
got
like,
it.
It's based on a true story. So.
Okay, cool. Have you heard what critics are saying about it?
I haven't read a ton about it. I saw, like, a headline that was, like, it got a bad score on Rotten Tomatoes, but people that are seeing it are loving it. I didn't, like, click on it to, like, see more about it. But I loved it. I was a fan. So
a lot of times I think critics are just wrong.
Yes. Especially with, like, faith-based films and things like that. So,
How can you judge a film if you're not a believer, but it's about faith?
Yeah, exactly.
That's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, looking at the week coming up. By the way, when is spring break for you?
I actually don't. My spring break isn't the same time as Cedarville's because I have to follow my school spring break.
Okay.
So it's the week of the 20th, actually, March 20th, which is ironic.
That's so late.
Yeah, I know. But although my other friend who's student teaching, hers isn't until like the week of Easter. So
what
hers
in the
is even farther out. I know,
what?
Right?
Okay.
But I don't think I put it in here because I think it happened after. But I get home. It might have been on. Was it on Monday? I don't know. I'm losing complete track of time. But I got called for jury duty on the Monday of my spring break.
No way.
Yep.
Okay. How are you feeling about that?
I hope that it just kind of gets resolved before so I don't have to go. But I'm also kind of nosy and I kind of want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, what happened? What'd somebody do?
Yeah. It could just be a very small thing.
Yeah.
Or it could be like the next national case.
I know,
who knows?
Right? So I'm kind of, I don't know, a little nosy. I kind of want to know what happened, but I'm also like, I don't want to have to get up early and go.
Because it's on spring break.
Yeah, it's my spring break, but.
No, I am a bit jealous because I think, I really want to go on Journey to
I think low-key really want to, too.
So I know it's over break, and that's never fun, but you'll get to come back from break with an awesome story.
Oh, yeah.
So let us know what happens.
Yes, I will, for sure.
Please. But while we go on spring break next week, you're still in school, so tell us what Read Across America Week is and how you're doing that.
That's been this week, and it's I think it's because it's Dr. Seuss's birthday this week, and so they do, like, a whole big, like, thing about reading. So each day this week at my school, they've had, like, guest readers coming in. So on Tuesday, they had one of the other teachers who works there. Her husband is in the military for the Space Force. And so a bunch of the people from Space Force came in and, like, read books about space and, like, answered kids' questions and stuff. And then on Monday, one of the Xenia police officers came in and read. And then I'm not sure who was today or yesterday, but then tomorrow, us teachers are actually going to go around and read. So each of us four second grade teachers. I almost said the second fourth grade teachers, but us four second grade teachers will rotate through each other's classrooms and we'll each read a book to each second grade class. So I'm excited for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you picked a book?
Yeah. It's called The Bad Seed. I don't know if you've ever heard that. It's like a newer like kids book series. It's cute.
All right. Well, cool.
But yeah, it's been fun. And then each day's been like a spirit week dress up kind of theme. So like Monday was beach day. So everybody wore like hats and like sunglasses and like the kids brought beach towels, and at the end of the day they like sat on the floor and like read, pretended like we were at the beach. I put on like a beach ambiance thing on the screen with the wave sounds, so
yes,
it was
ma'am.
Super fun.
That is fantastic. Yeah. I love that. You've been planning an event for your church.
Yes, and that's actually happening today. I left and came here to record, not to go back for tonight.
Oh my word! Well, thanks for coming.
Yes, of course.
But what has that been like?
It's been a little crazy. Honestly, my mom is doing most of the work. I'm not gonna lie. I've just been kind of her little assistant to the regional manager.
Hey, well, we need those.
Yes, true. But it's for a ministry called Isaiah 117 House. I'm wearing the shirt for it today, actually. Oh, this is a podcast.
Love, you're not alone.
Yes.
That's what it says. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's it exists to reduce trauma for children who are going into foster care. So typically when kids are removed from their homes the day that they're about to be placed into a foster home, they will just go to the office of the Department of Children's Services, and they could be waiting for hours or up to like days waiting for a home for them to go to for the caseworker to find a placement. So the purpose of Isaiah 117 House is just like a safe, comfortable place for the kids to come and like get a bath, have clean clothes, eat a real meal. Because a lot of times these kids come with like absolutely nothing. Like their clothes are too small. They don't have shoes. They haven't eaten in a long time. So it's just a space to kind of, you know, help them get comfortable and like ease that transition so that they're not going to this home like with no belongings and like scared and alone because they've just spent the night in this dingy office like with nobody. So
what's the event for?
The event that we were planning was like a fundraising luncheon and a dinner. So we just had the luncheon. It went super well. And then the dinner is tonight. And so the lady that founded Isaiah 117 House, the ministry, came in and spoke. And then we like were taking donations. We provided lunch and then we'll provide dinner tonight. And yeah, hopefully we'll just be able to raise the funds to either build a house or purchase a property to renovate for the house. So
wow. And you and your mom put on this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
Yeah, although with help of many other people, not just
us. Oh, I'm sure.
But
yes. I'm currently taking an event planning class.
Oh,
and
cool.
So I am learning about how many tens and tens of people and different departments are needed to put on an event like this.
Yeah,
especially
for sure.
When food and beverage is involved.
Yeah.
That can get crazy real fast.
Yeah, all of the like people in our church, I'm like, okay, does anybody know any catering companies? Mm-hmm. Anybody have any contacts with places? Mm-hmm. So.
Well, you have been an eventful woman recently.
Yes. And actually, I think I forgot to put it in there, but my mom and I also direct our church's VBS. We did it last year, and we're going to be directing this year's too.
Oh!
So that's about to start. So literally, like, we'll be done planning one event, and then we're going to go straight into planning
another
one. Like,
start planning the next one. Yeah.
Yep.
What's this year's theme?
It is called Stellar, and it is space-themed, so I'm excited.
What publishing company is it with?
I think it's literally just called Group.
Yeah.
Group VBS,
I'm
something like that.
Well aware. I grew up through Group, like,
Oh, gotcha.
Elementary, middle school. Oh, yeah.
Cool. I was never, like, aware of the publishing companies, except I've heard of, like, Answers and Genesis and stuff until I, like, started planning this.
There's that and then Group, and then I did Lifeway growing up, too.
Oh, gotcha,
So I'm very familiar. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, that's super exciting.
Yes.
Wow, you are awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Well, thank you for sharing everything that's been going on. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to hear updates. Don't get jealous that we're on spring break, because I'll get jealous when you're on your
own. I'll do my best. Yeah, Val.
And on jury duty.
Yeah, LOL.
But we'll check back in 2 weeks.
Right, sounds good.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Jer Mobley. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.